Unit 7. Tourists Missing. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. Tourists Missing. After supper, Miss Curly Ting takes tourists to drink the Longjing tea in the downtown area in Hangzhou, the capital city of Zhejiang province. After tea, she finds the Browns are missing. How could she find the Browns? 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Miss Curly Ting should first make sure when and where other tourists see the Browns last time, and then try to look for them.
2. She may call the front office of the hotel to check whether they have returned.
3. If there are two guides, one guide should continue to escort the tour group according to the travel schedule, while the other guide should look for the missing tourist along the route.
4. If she fails to find the Browns, she should require the travel agency to send staff to handle the case. If necessary, ask the local police station for help.
5. After the Browns are found, she should do an apology if she is to blame. If the Browns are to blame, she should graciously remind them not to travel alone again, instead of criticising them.
6. In the case where the Browns disappear and nothing is heard from them, the guide should hand in a written report for the record. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Why do you think the guide may call the front office of the hotel if tourists are missing?
2. Do you think the guide is to blame if tourists get lost? 2. Measures taken to prevent tourists from getting lost. The Browns get lost in the downtown area and the policemen send them back to the hotel. Miss Curly Ting feels relieved. What measures do you think she should take to make sure the tourists will not get lost in the future? 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. Before they travel, Miss Curly Ting should tell tourists about the travel schedule of the day, including the places of interest and mealtime, so that they can catch up with the group if they lag behind.
2. On arrival at the tourist site, she should ask them to remember the number and the exterior characteristics of the coach, the parking place and the departure time. She may as well mention the travel route on the tourist map.
3. During the travel, she should count tourists from time to time. Generally, the local guide introduces tourist sites while the tour leader or the national guide walks behind and reminds them to catch up with others.
4. During the time for free sightseeing or shopping, she should remind tourists not to go too far, not to come back late, and not to go to places with poor security.
5. When tourists want to travel alone, she should ask them to take with them the business card or brochure, on which are printed with the phone number and address of the hotel. The guide may note the number of their mobiles, if they agree, in case of emergency.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. What should the guide advise tourists when they arrive at the tourist site?
2. What should the guide tell tourists about during the time for free sightseeing? Part B. Listening Comprehension. The Browns will have a 2-day tour of Hangzhou. Before travelling, Mr. Brown logs on the internet to search some information about the tourist sites. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
Li He Pagoda, Six Harmony Pagoda. Li He Pagoda, Six Harmony Pagoda, lies in the Yue Lun Hill on the north bank of the Qiantang River in Hangzhou, Zhejiang Province, The name Six Harmonies comes from the six Buddhist ordinances, meaning harmonies of the heaven, earth, north, south, east, and west. The pagoda was first built in 970 AD by the king of Wu Yu state, who intended to demonstrate his authority by conquering the water evil of the Qiantang River. The pagoda fell into ruins and went through reconstruction many times. The original pagoda has 9 stories with a light on the top, which serves as a navigation tower. In 1156, the pagoda experienced a large-scale restoration. The artisans used carved bricks when reconstructing the inside of the pagoda. By the end of the Qing dynasty, the upturned wooden multi-eaves were added to the pagoda and, in the eyes of the people, presented the soul and labour of ancient Chinese. The pagoda we see today is an octagonal structure, 200 feet tall. Seen from the outside, the pagoda has the appearance of a 13-storey building. In actuality, there are only 7 stories.
2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. Where is the Liu He Pagoda, Six Harmony Pagoda, located?
2. What does Liu He, or Six Harmonies, mean according to the Buddhist doctrines?
3. When was the pagoda built? Why did the people build a pagoda there?
4. Is a pagoda a 9-story building or a 13-story building? Part C. Situational Dialogue. The West Lake. In the sky, the best is heaven. On the earth, the best are Suzhou and Hangzhou. The Browns are happy to tour the West Lake on such a sunny day. Now they are getting aboard the travel boat and begin to cruise on the legendary lake. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false.
Now we're leaving the Yue Miao, Yue Fei's temple, to begin with our wonderful tour of the West Lake.
What a wonderful lake! It seems to us we were travelling on a fairyland.
Yes, it is. There goes a saying, above is heaven and below is Suzhou and Hangzhou. Hangzhou has been praised as heaven on the earth since ancient times, mostly because of the West Lake.
How many scenic spots are there at the West Lake?
There are more than 40 scenic spots and 30 protected sites of historical interest.
Oh, so many scenic spots. I'm afraid we could not tour them all in one day.
Right. I'll take you to the major tourist sites. First, we will visit the scenic spots around the lake, including Gushan Hill, Lone Hill, Bai Embankment. Then, we'll visit the San Tan Yin Yue Island. If we have time, we'll tour the Su Embankment.
All right. At the Gushan Hill.
Attention, please. Now we are moving from west to east. The aisle ahead is the Gushan Hill. It joins the Xileng Bridge in the west and the Bai Embankment in the east.
Why is it called Lone Hill? You told us it is the aisle on the West Lake, and how could it turn into a hill?
The Gushan Hill was formed by the explosion of a volcano. It is actually a peninsula. The emperors of different dynasties took the place only for them. In China, emperors exclusively call themselves Gu, so it is called Gu Hill, or Lone Hill.
I see. The emperors want to keep it as their temporary palace on the lake.
Now we're passing by the Xileng Bridge. Do you see a white marble statue of a lady in the back of the Gushan Hill? You see, her left hand is in the waist and a sword in her right hand.
Who is she? I think she must be a female general.
She is Miss Chu Jin. She is the women liberation pioneer fighting against the Qing dynasty. She was arrested and killed by the Qing government.
I heard of Yufei, but I haven't heard of Chu Jun. Anyhow, I respect your national heroine as we love Joan of Arc. At the Lu Wai Lu.
We are heading slowly to the east now. You can see the white wall, and inside the wall, it is the famous Xileng Press. On the right of the press, there is a building with a mixture of the Chinese and the West style.
Marvellous! I think it is a unique pavilion at the West Lake.
It is a well-known restaurant called Lu Wai Lu. It was built in 1848 and started to receive foreigners in 1952. The famous dish of the restaurant is West Lake vinegar fish.
We've heard of this famous dish. I hope we can enjoy it when we have our supper.
You'll have it.
2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to Tourist Site. The Browns arrive at the Lingyin Temple, Temple of the Soul's Retreat. It is one of the must-see places after touring the West Lake. Now they arrive at the entrance, and Miss Curly Ting explains the name of the temple. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the Lingyin Temple.
1. The legends related to the Lingyin Temple are quite interesting. Telling a legend about the name of the temple will certainly add a touch to your introduction.
2. The Hall of Heavenly Kings is an important site. The couplets, the statues of four heavenly kings, as well as that of Maitreya Buddha, are well recommended.
3. The Hall of Sakyamuni Buddha is the main hall. A pinnacle of 33.6 metres long soars from the double-eaved roof of the hall is breathtaking. Lingyin Temple, Temple of the Soul's Retreat. Ladies and gentlemen, now we arrive at the Lingyin Temple. The temple is no doubt one of the most attractive sites at the West Lake. As one of the 10 most famous Buddhist temples of China, it is a must-see tourist attraction in Hangzhou. There goes a saying, first, tour the West Lake, the second, visit the Lingyin Temple. That's why we come here. Before we enter the temple, I'd like to explain the name of the temple. The temple and this site can be traced back to the Eastern Jin Dynasty. Legend has it that Hui Li, an Indian monk, was inspired by the scenery here. He believed this was a dwelling of the immortals, and so he gave the temple a name, Lingyin. One may translate it into English as either Temple of the Soul's Retreat or Temple of Inspired Seclusion. For the setting of the temple has a quiet and beautiful grandeur that encourages a feeling of peace and contemplation. Now, we come to the Hall of Heavenly Kings, with its double eaves. This is the first hall of Lingyin Temple. Like other Chinese Buddhist temples south of the Yangtze River, along the central axis stands Hall of Heavenly Kings, Hall of Sakyamuni Buddha, Hall of Pharmaceutical Master and Great Mercy Hall, and so on. Look, an inscribed horizontal board hangs over the gate. The four gold-lacquered characters, Yun, Lin, Chan, Si, Cloud Forest Buddhist Temple, was inscribed by Emperor Kang Ji of the Qing Dynasty. He was inspired by the site of the temple, which was shrouded in mist amongst the trees, and gave it the title of the temple. On the door, you can also see a famous couple, which vividly describes the scene nearby. It says, let us sit and wait upon the threshold, where we shall see another peak flying from afar. Let us welcome spring with a smile as the snow melts and the brook starts to flow once more. That is how two scenic sites get their names. One is Peak Flown from Afar, and another is Cool Spring Pavilion. Well, let's get in. You may have seen happy expression on the face of this Maitreya Buddha. His statue is enshrined in the middle, while four heavenly kings stand on either side. Maitreya is a laughing Buddha with a huge belly. He is said to be able to endure all intolerance and laugh at every laughable person in the world. Now he is greeting visitors who are entering the temple. Look, the ceiling is also extremely attractive. It is delicately painted and decorated with figures of phoenixes and dragons. Walk out of the Hall of Heavenly Kings and we come to the Hall of Sakyamuni Buddha. It is 7 rooms wide, 5 rooms deep, and single-story construction. Look up. A pinnacle of 33.6 metres long soars from the double-eaved roof. The hall is probably the highest single-storey building in China. The statue of Buddha you see is a statue of Sakyamuni Buddha, which is covered with gold leaf and carved from camphor wood. It is 24.8 metres high and one of the largest wooden statues in China. The statue is flanked on either side by 20 saints. They are said to be protectors of justice. 12 disciples who serve as guards are seated along the rear wall. The figures are very imposing and impressive. Now we're going to visit the peak flown from afar. After you enjoy the landscape of the peak, we'll have the vegetarian dishes in the Lingyan vegetarian restaurant. The vegetarian dishes are typical of the Chinese culinary style. To have food in such a beautiful landscape setting is really a special experience. Have fun.
2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.